Come on, please. Just work. You have to be kidding me. Okay, you got this. Just, what are you supposed to do again? Is it turn off traction control? Where the hell is the traction control button? I hate this stupid car. That was mean. I love this car. I'm sorry, car. You know I love you. Oh my god. You scared me. Hi. Good morning. How can you tell? Yeah, as a matter of fact, I am having, a rough morning. Yeah, my car is stuck. I've tried everything and nothing seems to work. I've been in here for like 20 minutes trying to get it unstuck and nothing. Oh, no, I didn't try that. Is that what you're supposed to do? Okay. If you couldn't tell, I'm not very, used to dealing with snow. No, not at all. Are you offering to help? I couldn't do that to you. It's a Sunday morning at 7 a.m. You should be warm and cozy inside, sipping hot chocolate by the fireplace. Do you drink hot chocolate? I don't know if you're a hot chocolate kind of person, but... You're right, everyone is a hot chocolate person. Yeah, I would really appreciate it if you could help me out. Thank you. Thank you. You're like the best neighbor that ever lived. No, I haven't tried that. I don't have a shovel, so. Oh, but you've got one. Look at that. Do you always just carry that with you, or? You're like a superhero. They should call you the friendly neighborhood shoveler. I'll think of something better. I mean, yeah, if you were just shoveling your own driveway and you don't mind, I would love some help. Should I stay in the car, or? Well, I want to help, I just don't know what would be most helpful. I don't want to get in your way. I feel terrible just sitting in here where it's warm while you slave away outside. Are you sure? Okay, well, the second you start to feel frostbite, promise me that you'll stop and you'll go back inside where it's warm. Okay. Really? Are you serious? The snow doesn't bother you? Wow, well then you must be a very glass half full kind of person, because I cannot find it in myself to like snow, no matter how hard I try. Don't even get me started. Okay, well, first of all, it's a hazard. I nearly broke my neck the other day slipping on ice. Secondly, it's deep and your boots get stuck in it and then your socks get all wet, and that happened to me yesterday. Okay, how about this? The snow blowing in your face, you can barely see anything. Never mind that it's freezing. No matter how many layers I put on, I still find myself shivering, and my lips turn blue, and my nose gets all red like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. It's not funny, don't laugh. And things like this happen. It snows overnight, and then you get stranded in your stupid driveway when you were supposed to be at work 15 minutes ago. You don't own a stupid shovel because in the craziness of moving, you didn't think to pack a stupid shovel. You know, that's it. I'm coming out there. I'm gonna help you. No, I can't stand to just sit there and watch. I want to help, okay? Besides, it's probably best that I learn how to do this at some point. Because chances are this is going to happen again. I'm using my hands. Well, in case you forgot, I don't have a shovel. Look, you use your shovel and I'll just use my hands. It's fine. Get it off the windshield. You know, I don't understand why so many people love snow. What is there to love about it? It's cold and wet, and it just falls from the sky at inconvenient times and messes up your whole day. You know, this is actually very therapeutic. No, I don't want to use the shovel. I want to use my hands. It's better this way. I can claw through it and dig my fingernails into it and rip it off and throw it on the ground. It's what it deserves. My fingers are starting to go numb. It hurts. It hurts. I'm breathing on them. That's what you're supposed to do, isn't it? Kindly stop looking at me like I'm insane. Thank you. Are you laughing at me? Stop laughing. I don't appreciate you finding amusement in my suffering. I thought you wanted to help me. Then keep shoveling, please. So, we haven't really had the chance to, you know, talk. I mean, just in general. I've been meaning to, I don't know, say hi to you or something, but I'm not really good with neighborly small talk. You too, huh? I think you're doing a pretty good job. No, seriously, I mean, you are the best neighbor ever. I've never had a neighbor before that would offer to shovel my driveway like this. Most of my neighbors in the past have been like crazy cat ladies. I don't know, somehow it's just been a pattern. They have cute cats at least, but they tend to not be very friendly. I mean, the crazy cat ladies aren't the friendliest. The cats are friendly. For cats, I mean, cats generally aren't very friendly, are they? Anyway. What? You've been meaning to say hi to me too? Oh, well, I guess we're in luck then. Maybe the snow is good for something after all. I'm so cold. And look at me. My teeth are chattering, see? Probably not gonna make it to work even if we get my car out of the snow. Because by then, I'll have died of hypothermia. It's okay. I'm sure my boss will understand, but I feel kind of stupid. I feel like I should have been prepared for this. And this is, if you couldn't tell, this is kind of my first time getting my car stuck in snow. Well, where I'm from, it never snows. It never even gets under, like, 40 degrees. When I moved here, I thought, oh, this will be maybe a good change of scenery. You know, maybe just what I need is change. But I don't think I meant for this. Are you seriously trying to convince me that snow is, like, the greatest thing ever? Mm-mm. I don't buy it. I believe that you like snow, but I think you probably like everything. You're probably one of those people that is constantly looking on the bright side. Here, let me try. I'm gonna try to be like you. I'm gonna think of something positive to say about snow. Nope, I got nothing. I mean, I guess there were times when I was younger where my family would vacation in the mountains, and I had some good memories of snow, I guess. You know, like making snowmen or snow angels or snow forts, having snowball fights. But, you know, once you get older, you can't really do that stuff anymore, and you're just left with the bad stuff. What do you mean? Do you still make snowmen and snow forts and snow angels? All the time. You're kidding. You have snowball fights with your friends all the time? No, I'm sorry. I'm not laughing at you. I think that's admirable that you can still be a kid every once in a while. Oh, sorry, that's me. Oh, it's from work. Work has been canceled because of the snow. I guess the roads are that bad. This is amazing. This is like a miracle. I'm so happy. Oh my gosh. Yay! Come here. Thank you so much for your help anyway. I'm sorry, I don't know why I just hugged you. I was just feeling very celebratory, so it felt like the right thing to do, but yay! Oh, I can just stay home sipping hot chocolate by the fireplace. You know, I might be starting to see the appeal of snow. I mean, if it gets me out of going to work, then I think I can get behind it. Plus, you know, it is pretty and sparkly. And like mittens and scarves and hats. I do love mittens and scarves and hats. Oh, and big, warm, fluffy coats. Okay, I might be starting to see your point. Hey, this is gonna sound really stupid, but would you maybe wanna, like, build a snowman?